Hey guys, what's going on? It's Nikki. I am back. I am not, organized, prepared, anything like that. I just wanted to come on because, again, I don't want to go weeks, months, almost a year without putting anything out. And, I do want to do this on a... I want to try to get it at least on, like, a weekly basis. It's just being sick, and then I'm out of work. I'm looking for work, and looking for work when you shouldn't be working. You know, my doctors are telling me I need to be in the hospital, and I can't because, you know, most of us have to pay fucking bills. You know, have somewhere to live, so... it's really hard. A lot of the time I'm just kind of like, I'm in so much pain, I'm like bedridden, and, I don't know, some people have an issue with it, some people don't. I think it's a matter of not being educated on it, but from time to time, it's very expensive. The ones I need are very expensive, but if I do need to do something, or my back pain is just to the point where I'm ready to go into the hospital and just say, open my back up and do surgery, I do take kratom from time to time. And I'm going to be very, very honest right now. If I didn't have that, and if I had money, and see, this is not the biggest reason, but it's a reason why I have not relapsed, is you can't fucking trust anything or anyone, I don't think, with what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting. But have I thought about relapsing here and there? Sure. Have I? Yes. But... you know, like when my cousin OD'd and I found the pills, I took out pills, I felt like shit. It was like over and done. But like truly relapsing, like, you know, I thought, you know, they're saying I have fibromyalgia and all these things. I could easily go to a doctor and get pain pills probably, or, you know, something like that. And even that just stops me because I know I'm an addict and I know where it's going to go. You know, I'm not going to take one pill every 6 hours. Like, I'm not. That's just not the way I work. That's why I really have been putting off everything so much. The surgery, the, you know, going to doctors, going to the hospital, doing all that is because I'm trying really not to relapse. But I think about it a lot, and I think about it like I've never, even when I relapsed, I had not thought about relapsing up to that point. You know, it wasn't a thought in my head like, oh, wish I could get some pills or, you know, some dope or whatever. I didn't even, like, you know, sometimes I wanted, like, shrooms or something like that, you know. And I do fuck around with, like, edibles and, like, you know, those vapes, you know. Because for me personally, I just don't consider, you know, weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's not a drug. And here I'm in New York, it's legal. So, you know, I'm not addicted. Like, I've had a vape, I think it's supposed to last you, like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something, maybe a month. I've had it for months, and it's probably my breathing, too, but I just can't handle it. Like, just one puff, I feel like my throat, my chest, everything is burning. So, I was, you know, getting the edibles, for a while, but, you know, now that I'm not working, I can't get anything. So, like, even last night, I was just in so much pain. I was like, okay, you know, let me try hitting this vape a couple of times, you know, even if it just makes me fall asleep, that'll be good. But I couldn't take, like, more than, like, a hit, because it just burns. It's fucking horrible. But, yeah, I've actually, like, thought about doing it. I know myself, and I know I won't because of, you know, I keep myself on top of things and, you know, going on the news and things like that. And not only, you know, you have to worry about even, like, weed being cut with, like, fentanyl and shit like that. And now they have this new stuff. It's a synthetic that makes fentanyl look like child's play, you know, and people are just, like, fucking zombied out, like, look like zombies, you know, and I, no, like, that's not, did I use heroin? Yes. Was I an addict? Yes, but to a point, you know what I mean, like, I'm not gonna explain it, like, I wasn't a banger, I didn't like shooting it up, I didn't, you know, like, I wasn't a quote-unquote junkie, you know, like, I've always been more of, you know, like, a coke person, I like to put things up my nose, like, swallow things, you know, that's more of my, the ritual of that is what I, you know, went for, but have I, just for the pain, you know, it's, I mean, yeah, I'd like to get a little bit high, goofy every once in a while, you know, but I have wine that I got for Christmas, you know, I could drink a bottle of wine, I would be dumb as shit, because I never drink, you know, but I haven't, because I haven't been feeling good, I haven't been eating, I haven't, you know, like, my body's just so fucked up, I'm like, the last thing I need is wine, like, I can imagine, I'd be throwing up for fucking days, but it's just scary to me, not scary, but it just bothers me that, you know, the going from kind of almost like not thinking about it for a long time. I mean, we're looking at, like, you know, besides, including the relapse, like, close to 5 years now, I think I've been sober, and it just never, like, what I had to deal with, and all the trauma I had to go through, and, you know, dealing with my shit, and all that, like, and being sober and realizing the difference and not having something control me and all that, like, it felt so good that I never, it wasn't even a thing. It was like, no, like, I wouldn't fuck with that again, you know, but, being so sick, being in this much pain and, like, just really starting to get into, like, a depression, you know, and just feeling so 100% alone, you know, I've never felt so alone in my life, and, you know, a lot of that is me just pushing people away, but in my mind, I've pushed those people away for a reason, you know, otherwise I wouldn't, you know, it's like, I'm not like that, like, weird person that likes to be miserable. That's not who I am. It's just my life has always kind of somehow put me in that situation, or I've put myself in that situation because of, you know, walls I've had up and things like that. But most of it has been a lot of people. To me, most people are really fucked up and will fuck you over as fast as they can. And they do it every time. Like, I'm the type of person to give you the shirt off my back. I will, you know, you need me, I'm there. You need to talk, I'm there. And then, you know, if I'm upset, you know, you don't have time for that. You know, it's like, well, go fuck yourself. You know, I don't have tolerance for people and their bullshit and their, like, selfishness and all that, but that's put me, like, in a very lonely position, and normally, it honestly doesn't bother me, kind of being a loner, like, even when I was younger, I would go through times where I was clubbing and super social, but I would have to take breaks, because I would just get so sick of people, And then I wouldn't talk to anybody. I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't, you know, for a while. So there's always been that part of me that just needs to be alone, you know, but I'm not alone to this extent. You know, like, my relationship with my mom has been, like, a lot weird. You know, like, the stress of me being sick, the stress of me not working. I don't know. I know she has some shit going on, too. So, I try not to get angry, but, you know, it's like any other relationship, especially one that close, you know, like, you will have times where you feel, you know, especially when you get to 45 years old and you think of, you know, all the things that you've wanted to do and places you've wanted to go and you haven't been able to, you know, so yeah, there's resentment there, but even with that, we've always been best friends, and not that I've been able to talk to her about anything. There's nothing I would hide from her, but it's like now, I don't know if she's scared, I don't know what it is, but it's like she just can't deal with anything, and she is like quick to snap on me for things that aren't even my fault or like things that I'm doing wrong. And I'm at the point where I'm so sick and I'm so fed up. Like, I forget that we're best friends. And I'm just like, just get the fuck away from me. Like, don't talk to me. Get away from me. Like, I just, you know, I'll go into my room, close the door. Like, I cannot deal, you know. And I've thought about, you know, hopping in a car or whatever and just leaving, you know. I don't know where I'm going. I don't care where I'm going. I just gotta get the fuck out of here, you know. I feel stuck. I feel, like, you know, shitty. And I'm sure the depression is making that much worse, but I know my age is making that much worse because even though I, in certain ways, still feel like, you know, you never, for most people, you never feel 45, especially if you don't have kids and all that kind of baggage, you know, not baggage, but, you know, like, you don't have kids and shit like that. You know, I don't feel anywhere near 45, you know, so, but I am, so the idea of being able to go anywhere I want in the world and starting a new life and doing this and doing that, you know, it's like, I can't, and it just pisses me off, and it's like, okay, well, what am I gonna do that when I'm 60, 70, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it makes me sad, you know, it makes me feel like I didn't, like, years wasted. You know, like, when I was married, and, you know, that was a huge chunk of my 20s, where it was a waste, you know, like, was it a learning experience? Yes, but it was a waste, you know, like, to the point that I don't even remember, you know what I mean? I don't remember half of it, or, like, three quarters of it. I don't even fucking remember, like, that's crazy. And that was before all the neurological shit, like, you could have, you know, 10 years ago, you could have asked me about, you know, a lot of shit in my marriage, and I would have no idea. Like, I just didn't, it's like, once it was done, it was done. It was like a closed chapter, and I forgot that I read it, you know, like, I just don't remember. So that was like a big waste of time, you know. Then even my relationship after that, to me now, was a waste of time, you know, or years of friendship after that, or quote-unquote friendship, to me now, was, like, a waste of time, and energy, and, you know, I try not to live in regret and things like that, because it's pointless. There's nothing you can do. It's, like, worrying, you know. You can't worry about a lot of shit because there's nothing you can do about it, you know? Like, if you're making plans or, you know, you're trying to get yourself out of a situation, that's one thing. But just worrying to worry is fucking ridiculous. There's nothing you can do. You know, it's like worrying about nuclear war. You know, like, can you do things to prepare in, you know, the slim chance that you survive it? Of course, that's why I'm like a mini prepper. But I can't sit here every day and worry that the fucking bomb is gonna drop, because I would just sit in fear. You know, it doesn't make sense to live like that. You know, so I've always been kind of like, live in the moment, you know. I don't have a 5-year plan, you know. I don't even know if I'll fucking be here. What am I gonna, I don't know. That's just the way I think, but I don't know if that's good or bad. But I just wanted to come on and, you know, try not to be too I know I'm being very negative, but I just really feel like shit. I'm in a lot of fucking pain. Things just aren't going as quickly, you know, job-wise and things like that I would like them to. I'm not used to, like, not having money just for, like, general shit that I, you know, stupid shit, you know, like, not stupid, but, like, if I want to get something small, you know, like, let me just go get it, and now it's like I can't just go get it or, you know, order it or whatever, and I'm just frustrated. I'm more frustrated, I'm tired, I fucking, you know, I missed my therapy last week, and I really needed to talk to her, and I don't think I have it again until Wednesday, and it's only Monday, and it's like, fuck, you know, and I haven't had, it's not suicide. It's thoughts about suicide, but it's not like a plan. It's not anything like that. It's just the thought of, like, why I'm living and I'm so fucking miserable. And, like, why? Why bother? You know, I almost feel like that. And it's weird. It sounds crazy. But I think even, like, my cats are picking up on it because, I mean, my young one, I can't count her. She's a kitten. She's crazy. She just, you know, she's running around. But, you know, my older girl, who's always been, you know, for the last 8 years, she's been like my rock, you know. She never leaves my side. When I'm sick, if I'm crying, she would lick the tears off my face. And now it's like she won't even come in my bed. She won't. And that had happened, and then when my room got redone, she came right back, and then now she's in this, like, weird thing. So I feel like it's definitely something she's getting from me, like, a negativity where she's, like, you know, she's sitting on a box next to my bed, and she won't leave that box unless she goes to eat, but she won't come to me. She won't come near me, you know? So it's something that I'm putting off, something very negative with me. And I just feel stuck. I really don't know what to do. You know, I was looking into, like, TMS therapy, but of course that's not covered by insurance. You know, I wanted to try, you know, like, the ketamine, the psilocybin therapy, but I don't have the fucking money for it. You know, it's, like, so many things that, you know, could possibly, quote-unquote, cure me, you know, of this thing that I've had, I think, since the day I was fucking born. You know, I feel like I've been depressed since the day I was born, and you get used to it, but it's just certain times are so bad, you know, when you start having those thoughts of, like, why am I here? You know, I'm not happy. You know, I rarely feel happy. Like, I don't even know what that feels like right now, you know? And it's sad. And it sucks. And, you know, like, people always, you know, say the comment, well, be grateful that you have your health. And it's like, well, guess what? I don't even fucking have that right now. So tell me what there is to be grateful for, you know? The only thing I'm grateful for is that I'm not fucking homeless. You know what I mean? There are people who have it a lot fucking worse. You know, I'm grateful I don't live in fucking Saudi Arabia or fucking, you know, Iraq or some shit, you know? Like, yeah, I'm grateful for that, but that's neither here nor there. I was born and raised in America. Like, this is the life I know. This is what I know how to deal with. So, you know, maybe I need to do that. And I would do that where I would watch things about, you know, people in other countries and, or people in this country and how they're living and how bad they have it. And, you know, like, be grateful that I'm not in that situation and, you know, I'm okay compared to them, you know. But, like, now this, what, neurological fucking ADHD that's kicked in my 40s, you know, I can't even stick with one thing for, you know, 5 minutes. It's like, you know, I'm doing resumes on one phone, and I'm, like, playing a game on another phone, and then I'm reading news on this phone, and I'm, like, I'm just all over the fucking place, you know? Like, I can't concentrate, and it sucks, you know? I think I watched a movie yesterday, but it was only, like, 90 minutes, but that was the first time in a long time that I was actually able to, like, sit and watch something for more than, like, 20 minutes, you know, and, like, actually watch it and pay attention. It was called Mom, but it was, like, M-O-M. I recommend it. It was on Shudder. It's different. It's a little weird, but it's about, like, this mother who's, you know, like, recording her son through, like, these nanny cams and shit, and he's, you know, she says he's a psychopath, and she thinks he's gonna, like, shoot up his school, and it's kind of, like, it goes kind of all over the place, but it ends kind of, like, something major does happen at the end, but then it kind of ends with, you don't know what's gonna happen, which, normally, I hate that kind of shit, but it was good. I would recommend it. Again, it's called, I think it's just called Mom, I think, but it's like M period O period M period, I forget what it stands for, but that was pretty good, and other than that, I'm just like, I don't know, like an Easter's Sunday, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because of, like, their whole church thing. I don't know if, like, we're supposed to be going to my brother's house, but it's, like, I'm just still not going out unless I'm, like, going to a job interview or a doctor, and even then, I've been, like, canceling doctor's appointments and shit, so, I don't foresee anything between now and Sunday happening to really get me, like, raring to go, you know, and hang out and, like, pretend that I'm happy when I'm just fucking miserable, you know. So, that's where I'm at right now. I hope that changes. I'm not sure if I mentioned, but I did buy a journal on Amazon. It's called Better Every Day. First Inside Then Out. It was made by somebody named Elfie Ariano. So if you want, looking for a journal, you know, you could go on Amazon and pick that up. I think it was pretty cheap. And it's kind of like a, you know, you put the date and all that stuff. You answer a question and then you put what you're thankful for. And I would do that, but right now, like, I'm not fucking thankful for anything, to be honest. Again, like, I'm thankful I wasn't born in a shit country, even though I think this is a shit country, but that's besides the fact. But I'm just, right now, I'm just in a really shitty fucking mood, and, I've been like that for a while. And the crazy thing is, like, even before I called to, like, make an appointment, and I was talking to the secretary, and I'm, like, joking around and laughing, and, like, I get like with a lot of people on the outside, you know, that talk to me, they don't think anything is wrong with me, you know, because I'm joking around and I'm laughing, and that's just my personality. But I wonder like where that comes from, you know. I don't really know where that comes from. Like I know, like, my cousin was always like that. Like, he always joked around to hide pain and stuff like that. But I don't feel like that's what I'm doing. It's just, I guess it's almost kind of like a fake it till you make it, where, like, that is part of who I am. And if, like, it comes out enough, maybe I'll eventually feel happy, you know, but I don't know, I just don't feel happy, and it sucks. So it's been 25 minutes, I'm not gonna keep you guys more than this, and thank you if you've even made it this far, or if you've even found me, but I am going to post this, maybe this week, just because it's Monday. I would like to start this book. I don't even know what the first question is. I have to, like, look at it and see. And then I'll be able to journal because, again, I cannot actually physically write. So I would like to go through this journal as a way of kind of organizing. Well, not organizing, but, like, giving the podcast more of a flow than just me getting on when I feel a certain way and talking shit, you know, so, but I don't know, maybe you guys like that, I have no idea, but, yeah, so, it's Monday, I would say, I'm hoping this week to start, you know, to do another episode and, you know, start this book, with you guys. I'm not gonna say definitely for sure because I don't know what that means in life anymore. And hold on, this dumbass dog is barking at my fucking cat again. She can't do anything. Come on, baby. I know. Dumb fucking dog. I'm sorry. I know, mama. Go ahead. I know, he's a dummy. Sorry, guys. I'm not editing that. That's what I have to deal with. My poor fucking cat can't sit in the one window I have because the dog upstairs is a fucking asshole. So, yeah. So, that's where I'm gonna leave it for now. I have to go through and look for more bullshit jobs that I'm gonna fucking hate and try to figure my way through life. So again, sorry. I'm gonna try to make another episode this week. If not, hopefully it won't be much longer than that. I do want to be more consistent. I do want to build an audience and get feedback and things like that from you guys. So that's it. I'm all over the place. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. So, again, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I will talk to you guys as soon as I can, okay?